Father, if two people don't go along well because of temperaments, culture, formation, and so on, is it not better to keep distance from each other? I don't say all the time to avoid conflicts, even though we desire all good to each other. A very good question. And for religious, a very practical question. If two people don't get along well because of temperament, culture, formation, and so on, is it not better to keep a distance from each other? I don't say all the time to avoid conflicts. Well, there are two kinds of better. The word better may mean something is better because you avoid sin. So, what we do where we avoid sin is better, of course, than when we sin. Evidently, not to sin is better than to sin. But secondly, better can mean more pleasing to God, more generous, more sanctifying. And this is where, if two people don't get along well, and we're not talking, sisters, about people in the world, because for people in the world, this may be the wise thing to do. If every time two people get together, they argue, they quarrel, they get angry, well, it might be better for them to, well, pray for one another and occasionally meet, but not to, well, meet too often. Pardon me, unless they are married. Am I still clear? But for two religious who don't get along together, pardon me, don't get along well together, of course, it is better to avoid sin than to sin. However, for us religious, it is better not to avoid those people. I don't mean that we are obliged. Every chance we get, see, what person in the community do I get along well, least well? I don't have to choose the person who is most different from me, most incompatible, to say engage in conversation. Because, sisters, none of us is obliged to practice heroic virtue. Am I clear? However, it is, and over the years in teaching and training people, especially religious, I tell them they better know what they're doing. What person in the community do I find, because of temperament, culture, formation, and so on, do I find most difficult, or is more difficult? I don't mean we should specialize in, say, conversing with or associating with those people. But I cannot give you a better advice during these weeks that I'm here in Calcutta than to choose. Now there may be, I'm not telling you to do it, but there may be certain person who is the most difficult to associate with, another person who is, well, second most difficult, third most difficult. Don't necessarily choose the one who is most difficult for you to get along with. But, and sisters, this is one of the formulas for sanctity. Now, you don't tell the person, sister, maybe you don't know, but I find you the most difficult person in the community to live with. I have decided to practice heroic virtue. Let us engage in conversation. St. John Berkman's, remember, today is the 28th. 26th of November was his feast day. And what he did, and this is a saint, he found difficult people in the community. In fact, if you don't find difficult people to live with, it would be hard for you to become a saint. So what he did, he kept a record of the people with whom he found it difficult to live. And he would look and watch and jot down every day some good quality that he could find in that difficult person. Because the reason we find people difficult, and sisters, remember this, because, who could answer that question? Because they are different from whom? Different from us. Different from me. Every person, naturally speaking in our lives, every person in our lives, we naturally consider eccentric. What is eccentric? It's spelled eccentric. Now, this word is ex. And we are the center. Sisters, we are the center in our thinking. And sisters, please don't forget this. Took me years to learn it. Every other person is off center. We are the norms. Naturally speaking, we are the standard. Have we judged people as being, well, normal insofar as their personality, their behavior agrees with ours? And the main reason, sisters, the main reason why no two people are the same. All two of us are different. Why to practice charity, because by nature, I repeat, by nature, we are the standard, we are the norm. And charity is adaptation. Am I clear?